The accuracy and reliability of devices used to test Australian drivers for the presence of cannabis has been called into question. Researchers at the University of Sydney have found that the tests, which are used in all states and territories, deliver both false positive and false negative results. So are they still useful? Rachel Mealy reports.
If you're pulled over by the police in any state or territory, you could be asked to give a saliva sample to detect the presence or absence of drugs. But the University of Sydney study has cast doubt on the tests that are used. Professor Ian McGregor is the academic director of the Lambert Initiative for Cannabinoid Therapeutics.
It is a national issue, and we have 200,000 of these tests slated for New South Wales in 2020, and I think 400,000 in Victoria as well. So this is an issue that's not going away, and I think it's very important that we have independent validation that this is a good approach to determining driving impairment.
Drivers have their saliva tested at the roadside using a swab. If that tests positive to THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, they're then taken to a police station for a second stage test. The University of Sydney researchers found problems with both stages of testing. Professor McGregor says the second stage test returned a false negative rate of 16%, meaning it wasn't detecting the presence of cannabis when someone had it in their system.
But then probably of greater concern were the false positives, where people had a very low or negligible level of THC, which we wouldn't associate with any impairment whatsoever. And yet the devices gave a positive response. So we got a 5% false positive rate with the SecureTech device and a 10% rate with the second Draeger 5000 device.
He says the research highlights problems with saliva testing more broadly.
I want as much as everyone else to get impaired drivers off the road. So, and there's no doubt that on some measures, cannabis is causing impairment, but we need much better discrimination of the nature of that impairment and probably to abandon saliva as our preferred measure. There are other things we could be looking at that would probably correlate better with impairment.
Dr. Alex Wodak is the president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation. He says the study raises concerns about the possible wrongful convictions of drivers.
We are certainly punishing innocent drivers and we're letting guilty drivers go free. It's a very disturbing set of arrangements we've got in all six states and both territories with roadside drug testing.
Greg Barnes is a criminal justice spokesman for the Australian Lawyers Alliance.
Well, this doesn't come as any surprise to many lawyers. These laws are fundamentally flawed. Firstly, there's always been doubt about the testing in every jurisdiction in Australia, simply because of what people say about their drug consumption and when the testing was done.
He says, unlike alcohol consumption, there's not a direct link between cannabis use and driver impairment.
When it comes to drug driving, it's not about impairment at all. You could have some cannabis on a Sunday. On a Monday, you're driving to pick up your kids. There is nothing untoward about your driving. You're not impaired at all. You will lose your licence, whereas, of course, in drink driving, the laws can be justified on the basis that we do know where the level of impairment lies.
Greg Barnes is a criminal justice spokesman for the Australian Lawyers Alliance. Rachel Mealy with that report.